Welcome to episode 223 of Fly Away. We are a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Laura, Lindsay, and Donna. We also have a very special guest with us, and I want to tell you a little bit about why he's here, and then I will introduce him. In 1928, a young man named Antonio purchased a rowboat to transport visitors across Lake Lugano in Switzerland. Who would have thought that this single rowboat would launch one of the world's leading travel companies? In the 50s, the Globus family of brands continued to enlighten travelers by showing them the very best of the destinations we know so well. The Globus portfolio had expanded from Switzerland and Italy to the French Riviera, Scandinavia, Holland, Belgium, and England. Innovation was a key ingredient in this success. Early in the decade, Globus developed the first circular tours designed as a more complete travel experience and enhancing the convenience of motor coach touring. Antonio and his business partner, Werner, also pioneered the concept of grand European touring by offering first-class European tours, which became the cornerstone of the company's entry into the U.S. market in the late 50s. Now, with his son Sergio by his side, Antonio and the company continued its rapid growth. In the 60s, the company launched its Cosmos arm, which featured affordable, value-priced European touring for the cost-conscious traveler. These coach tours were so successful that Cosmos soon introduced another form of travel, air holiday packages, to the sunny destinations of Southern Europe. Then in the 80s, Globus truly became worldwide, selling in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. Destinations expanded too, including Africa, the South Pacific, and Asia, to its array of vacations in Europe, North, and South America. In 2003, both Avalon Waterways and Monograms were introduced, adding river cruising and independent travel to the Globus family of brands. Combined, Globus, Cosmos, Monograms, and Avalon Waterways carry over 500,000 passengers a year, making the organization the leading operator of guided vacations worldwide. So we are so excited to have our friend, Eric Kelly, who's a business development manager with Globus, with us tonight to share with us more about the many options for travel Globus offers and to highlight some of their newest offerings. Welcome, Eric.
Woohoo!
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Glad to be here.
Quite an intro.
I know. Let's get started. So I think it's a really interesting history about the company. And we were just talking about this off air before we started. It's still privately owned, Eric. Is that what you said?
It is. There's still family members that are involved with the company in Lugano, Switzerland, which is our headquarters. We have 32 offices worldwide. Our U.S. headquarters is here, is in Denver, and I work out of the Southeast, of course.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And I would think that with a privately owned company, that sort of allows a more personal touch sometimes to trips. Would you say that that is true?
Well, we sure follow that philosophy. We think that we want to make sure we take care of the customers and our travel partners and be loyal to them as opposed to maybe stockholders. And that helps us by being a private company like that.
Yeah, totally makes sense. So I wanted to start because we have a vested interest in Globus right now. Laura has an exciting project. Laura, you want to talk to us a little bit about what you're doing with Globus?
Yeah, I love having Eric here because he's been instrumental in helping me and Eastminster Presbyterian Church in Atlanta decided that they wanted to do a tour of the Holy Land. And after looking at suppliers, Globus was the obvious choice for what we needed. And we've actually taken out what they call a sole-use bus, and I'll let Eric talk a little bit more about that. But for many reasons, Globus was our first choice. We're going in May. We're going to begin the 5th through the 14th, and we'll be in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and seeing all the things that were important to in the Christian faith. So we're really excited about that.
So Eric, when I hear the word sole use bus, it almost sounds like you're just lending us a bus. So can you talk a little bit about what actually that means to travelers?
Well, it's a terrific way to go because we do so many different tours, 450 worldwide. People come to us as individuals and small groups periodically, but every now and then we'll have a group that is large enough to where they can take the whole motor coach. And it works especially well with churches when You can fellowship while you're on board the bus, and you have the whole bus to yourself. You're not on board with other people that are doing that itinerary. But the next one going out may have people from all over the world, but that's your particular motor coach, and that's the one that you're going to be on with all your friends, exploring whatever destination it may be. Laura just happens to have one doing the Holy Land with Church of Atlanta, she mentioned, and it's been really quite successful. We do a good job down there too, so it's nice to go with a company where there may be some questions about, you know, safety and security. They can count on us after 91 years in business. But you know, we've had those. Forgot how long we've been around.
Now, can you do that with all of your tours? Can be basically you can take up all the spaces.
That is correct. Now, we do have a tendency to lean towards a certain amount. 30 seems to be kind of the go-to number to be able to take the whole motor coach yourself. But then after that, we start to tier pricing if you go less than 30 passengers. But if you have a group of 30, which is only 15 couples, really, you can pick and choose almost any of our itineraries worldwide and go on that own program. Even in some of our exotic locations like Africa or South America, you can our small group discoveries are 20. So you can have a solo use coach with just 20 passengers in some cool. of those locations. Yeah.
And there'll also be we'll get our own guide for that bus, which they really appreciated that if there are people on this bus that need to go a little bit slower or needed some extra time, that there was a guide just to assign to our group. So
That's true, and your group has the flexibility of changing the schedule a little bit because it is your own group, whereas if we have a group on board that has maybe 30 or 40 passengers, they all have different interests or what they want to do, we have to maintain that particular schedule, and there's no real flexibility in those. So by having your own coach, a lot of flexibility is built into that.
And you mentioned church groups, but, you know, we'd like to sort of point out that you can think about almost any group that you're in, and this could be a possibility.
Oh,
so if you're, yeah, if you're listening,
absolutely
to this,
true.
I mean, even a family reunion, right? I mean, honestly, as long as you have enough people going along, you could really, you know, your college buddies or your, I mean, it really could be any sort of group that you belong to that could do this on any itinerary.
Absolutely. And when you look at different kind of groups, you can do even different kinds of themes. Where you have a garden group that wants to go through Holland and with the tulips, or with Avalon, our river cruise product, we have beer cruises. So you can go through Belgium on beer cruises.
Yay!
Well, he found
one of the popular items. We have
he found the sweet spot for us Outlander travel agents. So you mentioned Avalon. Can you tell us what that is? I mean, Globus, we've sort of, well, let's talk about sort of what the differences are. So Globus is at its heart a motor coach tour.
Under our umbrella as the Globus family of brands, we have four distinct products. Two of them are escorted, one is independent, and one is a river cruise company. Globus is our first class escorted, has been around since 1928. And then Cosmos is our budget escorted. And the difference between Globus and Cosmos are the hotels, the locations of the hotels, amenities, the added inclusions. Cosmos has three-star hotels, and they're not in the city centers, et cetera. And then you have Monograms, which is our independent travel program all over the globe. And then Avalon Waterways, which is our river cruise company. Both Avalon and Monograms were started in 2003 and are both fabulous products in their segment, so to speak.
Now, Monograms, you mentioned it, independent travel, but you guys offer a component to that so that you're not completely alone, correct?
Yes, that's really the key aspect about Monograms. I like traveling that way. I've done really cool trips, safaris in Africa or in Australia, New Zealand. But you have a host in the hotel. And what we do, and I'll use one of our itineraries as an example, is say Rome, Florence, and Venice. You have three nights in each city. We pick you up at the airport. We take you to the hotel. You do a city tour the first morning, breakfast each day. you have a host in the hotel to help with optional tours, different things that you can do while you're there. So even though you're traveling independently, you have someone in your back pocket to be able to guide you and point you in the direction you want to go. They'll sit down with you when you arrive, and they'll discuss how you want the your vacation to go or what you're trying to achieve, and then they can point you in the right direction. Whether you're a foodie or if you like to hike or all those different types of things, they're there as advice in your back pocket. That's really what's great about Monograms. And, of course, Avalon's a River Cruise product. It just got voted best cabins in river cruising for the fourth straight year.
Woo-hoo!
We're very excited about that. The best cabins over all those other guys out there.
And there are a lot of other guys out there. It's a very large market.
There, it is. That segment is really quite busy. But well, that's great for everybody because the popularity of the product and everybody's getting into it. So it makes it very competitive. And that's good for the consumer, especially on the pricing side in a lot of cases.
Now, I mean, I've looked at your book several times for all three of your all of your brands. And I mean, you were talking about family reunions for Globus and Cosmos and everything. But do you offer domestic programs? So for like national parks and for New York City and...
Well, we used to have a family program, so on that note, we really don't do anything specifically for families, other than if someone takes their own motor coach and does that. But our U.S. product is absolutely terrific. We're the only tour operator that partners with the National Park Foundation. So there are numerous itineraries that we have with the national parks throughout the country that are doing quite well with, you know, with all the customers. I mean, people that don't want to travel abroad, U.S. Departures are very, very popular. The national parks came to all the tour operators 5 years ago, and they were looking for someone to partner with, and they picked us, and we really hang our hat on that. Especially it worked well when the centennial happened back in 16. And you'll see those logos in the brochure showing that it's a Go Parks program. So it gives us a little bit of a leg up with the National Parks, which of course is a great organization there to be part of. And
I did a presentation about your Globus product to the Albuquerque Balloon Festival.
Well, those are the ones that come around every so often. That's, you know, one time a year. It's for a couple weeks. It's like the Calgary Stampede or the Tournament of Roses Parade. We even have a big deal with Elvis's birthday. Oh. There are six motor coaches of English folks that come over for Elvis's birthday every year. So it's always kind of funny. But there's some those different programs that come off of periodically that we jump on. There's a really cool program with that Albuquerque Balloon Festival in conjunction with Trains of the Old West.
Yeah.
So there's an itinerary that does that, and you can combine them during those two events, and it really makes for a really cool program. It's like doing Scotland, why the military tattoos take place in August, but the castle where all the bagpipers. So we always like to tie in with those special events worldwide, whatever those might be.
I think that's one of the things that that is so great about Globus and the National Parks program is we sometimes get people who decide that they want to go stay at the Grand Canyon next month or, you know, 4 months from now, I should say. And you can't do that. You know, they say, well, I don't necessarily want a tour. Well, you know, you might, because if you want to stay there, that's really about the only way to do it. Otherwise, you've got to book way.
I think if you go on your own, you're liable to have to wait at least a year to book a hotel space. Again, our affiliation with the National Park Foundation gives us a leg up with getting space. Of course, we pre-book that space and start selling it a year and a half in advance, or it sells quite quickly. Yeah. There's only so many hotels in those really interesting places, like Yellowstone or Glacier Bay or Glacier National Park. There's only so many rooms.
Yep, that's true.
So I want to go back a little bit. We've sort of mentioned all of the products, but there were a couple of details that we glossed over that I want to talk about. One thing you said with Monograms, with the independent travel product, was, you know, our itinerary where you do 3 nights in Rome, 3 nights in Venice, and 3 nights in Florence, 3 nights in Venice. Well, if it's independent, then in theory, you should be able to travel 4 nights in Rome and 2 nights in Florence. And so how is that problem solved?
Well, when we originally started the program, it used to be 3-night modules, 3 nights Rome, 3 nights Florence, 3 nights Venice. And we did it with Paris and London and other cities throughout Europe. What we found is our clients sometimes wanted more flexibility, whether they wanted 2, 3, 4, or 5 nights. Most of the modules throughout Europe are still typically 3 nights, but with the main big cities in Europe, London, Paris, Rome, Florence, Venice, and as of this year, Barcelona and Madrid, you could do 2, 3, 4, or 5 nights. So you could do 2 nights in London, 3 nights in Paris, 4 nights in Rome. And if you want to go on down and add something else, you could do more nights. So we've found that the flexibility there has enhanced that program quite a bit. A lot of people will even use a single city stay of Monograms in London or Paris and build a true FIT, that's a terminology, but for a true individual program, they can use that as the anchor to start an independent type of travel program there. They start with 4 nights in Paris, and then you can maybe build out to the coast or something like that. Good place to start. Because you have the hotel, breakfast before and tour in the city when you show up the first day, and then the host in the hotel. And again, that's the key element of that, is having someone that you can rely on to help fill that free time, because you're not on a motor coach with 40 other passengers. It gives you a chance to fill that free time or go out on your own and do your own adventure.
Now, of course, if you're going any place but Italy, can you also do rental cars?
No, we don't get involved with that.
So Monograms can't book a rental car too?
Correct.
We wouldn't book the rental car. I don't think that would be a part of the package, but I guess I think the reason a lot of people do the Monograms package is so they don't rent a car. You know, there's enough public transportation in those cities to get around where you don't necessarily need a car, parking. And Rome, I would never.
Oh, yeah, I would never drive in Rome.
So I think if we provide the transfers to and from, when they finish in Rome, we take them to the train station in Rome, get them up to Florence, pick them up there, take them to the hotel. So all the transfers are included there. I've driven in Italy before. I wouldn't do that again.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, and so it includes the train as well, right?
The transportation, I mean, you could go by train or plane or whatever the case may be. If you're doing London, Paris, Rome, you're doing a train on the TGV to Paris, and then you're going to fly down to Rome, because that's too long of a.
And you can really get creative with it too. I have a client going this year to London and Paris on a Globus tour that does those two cities. Then we added an extra night in Paris because they wanted to be there for their wedding anniversary. And then they're flying to Rome and doing a Monograms in Rome for 4 nights. So you can sort of build it all together into one neat package, which is really, it really allows for a lot of creativity.
Well, I've had customers that have done a land tour through Great Britain, end up in France, did a Monograms on a Paris, I think it was a 3 or 4 day program, and then hopped on the river cruise and cruised to Nice through wine country. So they were able to do 3 different products with our company, and we try to do it as seamless as possible. And by doing so, we give you the ability to add up maybe a night on the front side and a night on the back side, so that you can. Because some of the dates don't necessarily always match up, so mm-hmm. we try to piece it together so it does work out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to go to Europe, don't go for 5 days. My gosh, go for as long as you can, I guess.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do 15.
Perfect amount of time there.
Yeah,
the 7 days is too short, and I think right around 2 weeks gets to be right around the point you need. I do.
Well, can you talk about that a little bit? Because I think one of the things that we talked about in the introduction was sort of the grand European touring that happened. So you do have 7-night itineraries, but they go up to how many nights?
23 nights, I think, as long as you can go. We do the panoramas. We do a wide variety of styles. We eat more than one brand. The panoramas are the, you know, the old joke, if it's Tuesday, it must be Brussels.
Yeah.
It's multiple countries in a short period of time. It's great for maybe that first timer to Europe that doesn't know a lot about the different countries. So you get a chance to see the highlights of multiple countries. And then when you come back, go, wow, that was a whirlwind. But then go back, and I really like to go that part of Italy, go back to Italy again, or go back to the Alps and go back and start doing regional discoveries where you can focus in on one little area. We do spoke in the wheel. You stay in one hotel, go out and do day trips, and then come back to that one particular hotel. So there's a wide variety of, you know, how many countries do you want to see? How busy do you want to be? Again, I think the panoramas work well because it does give you that overview of kind of where you want to go back and spend a little more time and not travel, do so much travel.
Yeah, I did my very first time in Europe was a motor coach tour of Italy, and it was pretty much a motor coach tour of Italy, you know, 14 cities in 14 days kind of thing. But that did mean that we were only staying one night in some places. Some places we would stay two nights, but then we would do a little bit of venturing out and about. And it's a great way to check off some of those things that you might not want to make a special trip for. So I saw the Tower of Pisa. I saw the Romeo and Juliet balcony in Verona. Just check it off, and I don't have to really go back there. So it is a nice way to like tick off some of the smaller areas where you'd like to see it, but you don't nearly need to stay there for any length of time. And somebody takes you there, drops you off, lets you see it, and picks you back up again, and off you go. So it's a nice way to check those boxes off.
I always talk about going back to places that you've been to before. Now, what's your favorite place? My answer to that question, I get asked that a lot, is someplace I've never been. I always want the next adventure. There are places I go back to, but I always want to see something a little bit different. I don't know. I just like that.
One thing that really impresses me about your itineraries is that they aren't the typical just cookie cutter. I've been able to find pieces of a trip for clients that wanted this, they wanted to see this, and they wanted to see this, and no other tour did it. But I was able to find it, like going into Northern Ireland, along with the broad strokes of Ireland and with the tour I put together, booked someone on a while ago. But things like that, to be able to still find those destinations, because sometimes you know, tourists get that bad rap of you're going to see A, B, and C.
And that's it.
And if you want D,
that's a wonderful lead into some of the new things we're doing. Last year, we started a program called Undiscovered Italy. And
awesome.
Absolutely. What we were trying to do is remind people of all the wonderful places in Italy that people go, oh, I've been to Italy, I've been to Rome, Florence, or Venice, and that's where they've been. There's so many beautiful parts of Italy outside of those cities.
I agree.
The Puglia region down there, the Hill of the Boot, Sicily, the Amalfi Coast area, the Lake region, all of that. So we rolled up this program called Off the Beaten Piazza last year, and we did all these different cities. Our nearest competitor did 7 of the 20 we did. And it was so successful that what we did is we're rolling out Great Britain. And that's what reminded me of that when Linda was telling me that, you know, the different cities that nobody else is doing, we're doing that now with Britain. And the popularity, that's huge. And what we're going to do next year is we're going to end up maybe going into Peru. So this whole Undiscovered series is trying to reignite interest in destinations other than the big cities that everybody does.
Are you keeping those itineraries? Are you actually, if the ones that are very successful that you're doing, are you keeping them year to year, or is it just you're doing Great Britain this year and you did Italy last year? And
no, yes to both of those questions. Right now, we haven't canceled any of those. It's so new. We rolled them out last year for Italy for this year. Italy was last year. Some of them have been so popular, like Gourmet Tuscany. It's a Cosmos product, but it's in a Globa-style hotel. It's in one location, Monte Catini, and you go out and do day trips. It's a wonderful product, and it's Cosmos priced. So we are looking for those destinations outside the norm, not the same old that everybody's doing. And we're doing it for Great Britain, and there's all these different tours where we're doing Scotland. I think there's a new Outlander Scotland tour that we're doing. It's on the different brands. So it's not just on Globus, it's on Cosmos. So there's different price points to select from. Cool. And then, like I said, we're going to probably go into Peru and do that and just kind of go around the globe and ignite interest in different, you know, different destinations that we do.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to do that in Italy when I was in there and got to go to some of these little tiny farming towns. The food is amazing.
It is, and the people, and that's part of the adventure. Mm-hmm. You know, get out of the big cities. The cities have what they have to offer with the history and the museums and a lot of the good stuff. But out in the countryside, find how the local folks live. I mean, like in Peru, we go to one of the locals' houses and see how they live. I think that's spectacular.
So one product that we haven't spent quite enough time on yet, in my opinion, is Avalon. And Avalon has a new exciting program that they're rolling out. So Avalon is the river cruise company. And you want to talk a little bit about Active Discovery, which is, I think, one of my favorite new developments in river cruising.
Thank you. Well, I'll finish off with one of my favorites, obviously. I love some of the travel with Monogram, but Avalon river cruising is just spectacular. Having worked in the big ship cruise industry for a number of years, I think the ability to take a river cruise and stop in a little town in France and get off with maybe 100, our friendship sold 128 passengers, and be able to find a little cafe, find a wine store, grab some cheese and a loaf of bread, and be able to explore that destination for a little while, and then hop back on your floating hotel and cruise back up the river. River cruising is just a spectacular way to see Europe. It's a much more intimate way to get up close and personal. And Avalon started in 2003, as we mentioned earlier, has really kind of changed the way you look at cabins on river cruising. River cruising, cabins that face the opening, that's what sets us apart. But I kind of drifted off there. Let's talk about the Active Discovery. We've been doing the normal cruises for a number of years anyway, where like most of our competitors, Budapest to Prague or the Romantic Rhine, et cetera. But we started this concept back a couple years ago where we wanted to provide a lot more amenities for the customer as far as activities when they got into port. So we've developed this program called Active and Discovery. And there's three different styles of excursions that you do when you arrive at port. Classic is what we've been doing for a number of years. That's the museums, the cathedrals, the castles, et cetera. Then we started doing these Active and Discovery. And Active is kind of a good, you can kind of tell what that is. That's going to be jogging and hiking and biking and canoeing, all kinds of different activities, yoga on the top deck. They're different itineraries from what we normally do. They're slower paced and get more time to spend in that destination. The other excursion is the Active. I almost skipped that one, but Active, Discovery. Active is a sports. Discovery is painting and cooking classes and wine tastings and things of that sort. The reason it's been so popular is like multi-generational groups have the ability to do lots of different experiences. So the wife can go out and do the wine tasting. The husband can go do the jogging through Vienna. The kids can maybe bike down the Danube or, do the canoe trip or something along those lines. Being able to provide lots of different excursions once you arrive, I think, is really drawn a younger clientele, the multi-gen groups, the millennials. So I think that's a good position we're trying to put us in. Of course, the cabin set us apart from all the competition, but everybody's trying to do something different that sets them apart. And I think our Active and Discovery programs will definitely put us in that, in that caliber, I would think. Mm-hmm.
Are all three categories available on every cruise you take, or is there special Active and Discovery tours?
There are particular departures for active and discovery. Absolutely. Those are on the Rhone, on the Danube, and the Rhine. They are particular ones. So we're not going to do a dab, pull in it a little bit on some, and then do it completely on others. We're going to make sure these are the active and the discovery programs. This is what you have to anticipate on board, and we'll sell it as such. And then, of course, all on the other departures that we do, we have the wine cruise and the beer cruise and the tulip time cruise and Christmas time markets and all the other things that we do, Jewish heritage, World War II. We do lots of different theme cruising on Avalon that caters to a particular interest group. Active and discovery is a broad spectrum as far as people that want to do the activities and be more engaged in their cruise experience. We're also have two new French chefs that came on board, the Rank brothers from Austria, and they do that farm to table idea. So they'll walk off. What's great about river cruising is you can pick up the fresh truffles in Lyon or fresh vegetables down in Arles, where if you're doing a big ship cruise, you got to buy everything before you leave. Here we can pick up fresh items, do a farm to table. We have all these fresh, healthy menu items that are in the dining room. That ties in well with the active part of the active and discovery and those cruises.
And I think you and I were talking a couple weeks ago, Eric, about special diets too. It helps really accommodate the special diets. So vegan or keto or anything like that that you might be doing, low sodium, any of that, because the food is so fresh, it can be accommodated that much easier.
Correct. I mentioned to you before that I did one last summer with my family, and my niece is a vegan, and that it was so nice that the maitre d' in the dining room would meet with her and go over the menu items and the items that fit into her diet and all the different things they would do special for. It was a great way to see how we handle it firsthand. Even in my group, I'm the company guy, but it's nice to know, and I I'm the incognito, so nobody knows I work for the company because I want to experience it just like the customers. And to see them be engaged in that, regardless of what your dietary needs are, it was really quite nice. And that's the way it should be.
As long as there's fresh beer, I'm happy.
Donna's special diet.
Complimentary at lunch and at dinner. That's very and champagne at breakfast. Like our captain says, the more mimosas you drink at breakfast, the better the weather is. We tried hard to improve the weather on that one, that's for sure.
It is true.
Well, on a side note, Eric, that's the pastor who's leading the trip that we talked about with Globus first experienced your product on Avalon. So they went on April of 18 on Avalon and was introduced to the Globus family of brands products there. And that had a big factor. And when we were looking for, then he called in July and said, I'd really like to do this trip. Can we, look at different brands? And when Globus came up again, it was just a natural choice for them. So,
well, I think we try to cross sell as usual. When someone has had a good experience with us on one product, why not move them on over? So you don't have to resell them. Mm-hmm. And they kind of know what we do with the company. And we like to integrate our products, especially in Europe with Globus and Avalon, and being able to utilize hotels in conjunction with our motor coaches. Even there are other companies out there that have different brands under one umbrella, but they're not intertwined. They don't take advantage of the relationships they have within their own organization. I think that's a missed opportunity there. So all of us communicate. We're all on the same page. I think it goes back to when we were talking about, you could do a Globus to a Monogram to an Avalon, how those products will kind of match up to each other so that you can make it as seamless as possible.
Yep. Yeah, and actually, you can umbrella the travel protection over the entire tour, which I didn't realize. So when you link those things together, even though they do appear as separate invoices, it is still one trip and can be covered under one insurance plan
based on the amount of money you spend anyway. So whatever that is, then insurance kind of covers those pieces. And I highly recommend insurance if you're going to travel abroad these days.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Always.
Yeah, I know my company doesn't allow me to travel without insurance, you know. It's a requirement.
Well, I'm a jinx when it comes to luggage, so I get it for the luggage coverage.
Donna's our running joke. We basically know that if anybody's going to lose their luggage, it's Donna. It's Donna.
We had a sales rep that lost her luggage 7 sales meetings in a row.
Oh, wow.
The only one.
Sounds about like me.
Oh, no. That's not a good way to be.
Yep, that's true. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share
your Thank you very much for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. And for our listeners, we would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Lindsay, Donna, Laura, and again, our special guest, Eric, we thank very much. And myself, Elizabeth, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.